We're now moving over more locally, where Independent Ireland councillor on the Naas Municipal District, Bill Clear, joins me on the line now. Bill, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Morning, how are you? Morning, listeners.
Good, thanks, Bill. You're joining us on this morning. It's as you've raised on social media in the past week or so about what you say is the growing problem of local vape shops selling to minors. For listeners who maybe haven't seen those posts on social media and aren't really aware of this situation that you're highlighting, can you maybe bring us back to the start and what got you to, I think, make these calls in the first place and make it apparent on social media?
Yeah, I started last week where I was contacted by parents whose child had become very, very sick from a vape that they'd been able to purchase in a shop. The child and her friends were 15 and they got incredibly sick. And some of them, they all needed medical attention. Some of them needed to go to hospital. This kind of started to spark my huge concern. And that's when I was trying to warn people, you know, that this had happened. I was reported to HSE and I also contacted the Minister for Health about it. Look, I just want to say the majority of vape shops in Naas and Kildare area where I deal with are very responsible, you know. And vaping is something that was brought in originally for people to get off cigarettes. And that's completely acceptable, you know. I do understand. And I'm very much of the view that it's your body, your choice, if you want to do it. However, we are seeing, you know, young adults, young teenagers being able to get access to these vapes in some shops. Now, I do believe that the HSE are investigating a number of them. But the parents that I have talked to last week were so angry and were so mad. And people might say, oh, well, you know, parents should do more. I have teenagers and I have to say, you know, particularly boys, they do stupid stuff and they just do, and if it's laid out there. And I just wanted to warn parents, you know, just keep an eye out for this stuff, because if it was just nicotine, they would have probably got ill, mildly ill, but something else was going on and the HSE are investigating that.
And since putting that out on social media last week and speaking to that parent who called you about their child becoming really sick, has that started more discussion around the maybe the behaviour around vapes? And the fact of the matter is that they are attractive to young people. I mean, the branding of them, the colours of them, they all are marketed to, I mean, you could argue that they are marketed to attract anyone, and young children in particular and teenagers, they are kind of a key audience for them.
Yeah, and they shouldn't be. I mean, they shouldn't be. They should be like the older days. I'm older than you, where cigarettes were sold in a shop and they were behind and you couldn't get access really to them. I don't know why we've gone down this road, why we have felt that we're allowing businesses to make their place look like attractive with cartoon characters and toys. And sweets and all this stuff in there, and then mixed in with his vapes. You know, I spoke to a parent who was said that every time he passes one of the shop, his 6-year-old tries to drag them inside. You know, that's attracting people in. You know, and that should not be the case. It should be like there are vape shops in Naas, properly ones which are regularly vape shops only. Quite obvious. But they are not attractive to young children and adults. And I really think the government really needs to get on top of this before it's too late, because there's been a number of clinicians who spoke about this, who have experienced this in the hospitals with kids coming in with respirating. You have to remember that children under the age of 18, you know, their lungs are not fully formed, their brains are not fully formed, and these things can pass up through spinal cord to the brain, all these chemicals. And it seems to be the case that we don't really know. It's not just nicotine that are in these vapes, it's lots of other things. I looked up, there's over 2,000 chemicals in these vapes, including heavy metals, benzene, formaldehyde. That's the stuff you use to embalm a body. All these things are in these things, and once they're heated and activated, they become more and more and more aggressive in the body. And this is something we need to know. Now, again, if you're an adult and you vape and it's your method, you know, work away. That's your choice, your body, you know. But this attracting in children and teenagers is wrong. And I would talk, because I know they will be listening to this. I will talk to the shops who are like this. I says, you need to get responsible. You need to get responsible and make your, if you want to sell vapes, just sell vapes, but not this whole mix of all these other things and attracting in young people. But I mean, it's someone has to stop. Someone has to say stop. We have to stop here, lads. We're going too far on this. This is something that was brought in to stop people smoking or reduce smoking, and that was a good thing. But this has gone too far all the other way, and I'm really worried about it.
And one listener has made the point that they, when they go into vape shops, they are always asked for ID, but they have seen children asking adults to buy it for them, so it can't be put back on the shop. I think there probably are some difficulties that shops are faced with as well. In yes, an adult can buy a vape and then they give it to a child. So there is only certain protection measures a shop can take, especially if all of them are licensed, of course, to only sell to legal adults.
I've had parents whose kids have gone into those shops, and the parents have gone to the shop and told them, "My son is they're big guys. My son is young. My son has gone in and purchased stuff in there, and you still won't do it." And I'm telling you, you know who he is, and he still is able to purchase. I've heard so many stories in this now so far. It is absolutely shocking, and I can feel my blood boiling here, because that's an excuse. And it's excuse not good enough. The schools are very, very worried. And now I have to say now, the majority of teenagers who are in school uniforms, the majority of them are under 18, bar one half of, a sixth-year class. So if they come in with the uniform on them, and you'll see it every day, maybe you might think, no, lads, you have the right to refuse no matter what they have. No, lads. And if you believe and you look outside and you see other kids waiting around the corner, you have a duty to say, I'm sorry, I'm not selling it for today because I think you're actually selling them on to other people. They will go away and they will go somewhere else and then we'll do it. But I think there's too much of this shrugging the shoulders. This is not my problem. They're selling to someone else. That's just a cop-out in my view. Look, again, if you're over 18 and you want to vape, that's your choice. But do not, and I say to anyone who's doing that, do not do it, you know, because we're all very concerned.
You've written to the Minister for Health calling for action. Have you gotten a response yet? I mean, I understand it was probably later in the week last week, but has there been any acknowledgement even from a council level about this?
No, it wouldn't be a council issue, you know. It definitely is Department of Health HSE issue, you know. Now, I have to say the HSE are very, very strong on this. They have been doing what's called mystery shoppers, which with children which are under 18 and going in, and there would be somebody in the shop as well, a grown-up, and would have to see this, you know. And they intend to do a lot more of that, that's what I believe. But, no, she hasn't responded back. I wouldn't expect to be, they usually take a little while, you know. But she's a mother too, and I just wanted to highlight it to her that we have concerns all over the country. There is a bill going through the Oireachtas at the moment. So there's a lot of, so if you really, really feel strongly about this, contact your local TD and Independent Ireland. We're determined to ensure that, you know, that the regulations are tightened up on this.
Bill, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning. That is Independent Ireland councillor on the Naas Municipal District, Bill Clear, raising what he says is a growing problem of local vape shops selling to minors. Now, as we know, of course, vapes can only be sold to those over the age of 18. If you do want to report vaping issues, you can contact your local Environment Health Office to report it, either the sale of vapes to people under the age of 18 or any negative effects you or your child have had from using a vape. You can contact the Environment Health Office for Kildare West Wicklow by phoning 045 920 263, or you can email kildarefood.pheo@hse.ie. That phone number is 045 920 263, and the email is kildarefood.pheo, all uppercase, at hse.ie.